Yes, what happened was that we held a lengthy meeting with the 63 political parties. And even though we wanted to call the election today, Monday, they now complained that they were not ready logistically. As you are aware, they had sent their own agents to be present at all the polling units, 120,000 polling units across the country, to represent them in the first set of elections. And their complaint was that they were not going to be in a position financially by tomorrow to send back these same agents to these polling stations, because the banks would have been closed, you know, between Friday to Monday, and they will not have access to money that they would pay to the agents. And this is a process that the commission wants to be transparent. They want all the parties to be present at the level of the polling unit, at the collection center unit, and at the point of final declaration of the results. So if they are not there, it is going to affect the integrity of the elections. So the commission now decided that the best thing to do was to now shift the election to the 9th of April. That is the first set of elections for the National Assembly elections, to the 9th of April. And then the second set, the presidential election, to the 16th of April. And then the third set of elections for governorship and state houses of assembly to the 26th of April. 26th will be on Tuesday. And the commission advisedly put it on Tuesday because there will be an Easter holiday coinciding with the weekend. So it now put it on the 26th on Tuesday. So these were the decisions that were arrived at jointly by the commission and the political parties. And it was immediately broadcast to the nation and to the international community. Yesterday, when we postponed the election, we arrived at today, that is Monday, because there was no way we could have postponed the election and not given an alternative date. But the political parties said we did not widely consult, and the commission agreed with them. So we consulted widely with other stakeholders, including civil society organizations, including faith-based organizations, including even observers. And they were of the view that the right thing to do was to shift the election in such a way that whatever perceived lapses that had been blamed so far would be corrected, so that we can now have elections that are free and fair and that are credible.
Now, Nick,
the political parties also observed that in one or two states, the logos of their parties were not reflected in the ballot papers. And these are serious lapses that the commission feels it should correct before the elections begin.
Nick, some Nigerians are expressing concern that they have traveled far and near to the countryside, so they might not necessarily have the funds in order to do that. How do you address this problem?
Yes, we appreciate that a lot of Nigerians, millions of them, of course, who registered in the countryside during the voter registration exercise, now had to travel to the countryside again because you vote only while you have registered. Unfortunately, when we looked at all these challenges holistically, we saw that the right thing to do was to now, we on our own wanted the elections for today, that is Monday. But when the political parties raised these challenges, it became very clear that if we insisted on holding the election on Monday, the elections will not be successful because the parties themselves will not be in a position to take part actively. And if they don't, it means that the election will not work. So we now have to now concede to them the fact that we now had to shift the election. And what we are now telling Nigerians now is to bear with us. We are sorry about what has happened, and we appreciate their efforts and their sacrifices. And we're asking them to make more sacrifices, not because we are not mindful of what sacrifices they have made, but we know that at the end of the day, if we do it the way that we are proposed, we'll have elections that all of us will be happy about. And I think that is better And we are appealing to their sense of patriotism, their sense of sacrifice, their sense of love for their country, and the kind of understanding they have shown since this process started with the voter registration exercise. We are not taking their patriotism or their support or understanding for granted, but we are still appealing to them, please stay with us, and let us carry the process through. At the end of the day, by God's grace, things will work out. We are working very hard, and we will not disappoint them. We will do our best in the circumstances.
Nick, how did they take the news following the postponement?
For the political parties, they were relieved that we were able to extend or we were able to now postpone it to Saturday. But for most Nigerians who have traveled out to their country sites to vote, there's a lot of bewilderment. But we are appealing to them. We are asking them to see with us. Because we are trying to make sure that at the end of the day, we give our country the best. The political parties have called our attention to the fact that if we do the election today or Monday, they will not be able to participate actively. And they are very big key stakeholders in the process. There is no way that the process can have credibility or acceptability if they don't participate actively. So we are pleading with Nigerians to see with us. They explain themselves to us, and we saw with them that what their reasoning was quite genuine. They were patriotic as well. So we had to concede to them that they are all, we had to defer to the argument because it was superior to our own considerations. And it would have been self-serving if the commission did not defer to their own reasoning. And in fact, it would have undermined the entire process. So we are pleading with Nigerians, and we are letting them know that we appreciate what sacrifices they have made. We are asking them to make more, not because we don't appreciate them, but because we want to get the best at the end of the day.